BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Cyril Ramaphosa has spoken of a new era of hope in South Africa after being elected by Parliament to another term as president, leading a government of national unity. The ANC was forced to reach a power-sharing agreement after it lost its outright majority in last month's elections. The ANC's main partner is its former long-time opponent, the Democratic Alliance. Its leader, John Steenhuisen, addressed Parliament after Mr. Ramaphosa was re-elected.
The Democratic Alliance and I look forward to working with you, Mr. President, and the rest of the team that will be forming part of the Government of National Unity to put our country first, to take hands, and to work collectively in the interests of the people we serve and the country we love. Thank you very much.
The only presidential challenger to Mr. Ramaphosa was Julius Malema of the Economic Freedom Fighters. He condemned the coalition that will govern South Africa.
We contested because we wanted to demonstrate to South Africa that we do not agree to this marriage of convenience to consolidate the white monopoly power over the economy and the means of production in South Africa.
Roman Catholic bishops in the United States have issued a formal apology for historic sexual and other abuse suffered by Native American children at church boarding schools. The abuse was highlighted by the Washington Post. Will Vernon has more details.
From the 19th century onwards, hundreds of thousands of indigenous children were taken away from their families and sent to boarding schools run by the church, where some faced horrific abuse. Others were put to work carrying out hard labour. The church has now said that these tragedies led to addiction, domestic abuse and neglect that harmed families. Some Native American groups have said the apology doesn't go far enough and are calling for the church to take concrete action to atone for the suffering caused by the abuse.
The US has imposed financial sanctions on an extremist Israeli group it says has been targeting humanitarian aid convoys heading to Gaza. The State Department has frozen US assets belonging to the Tzav 9 organization. It said sabotage against trucks carrying humanitarian aid wouldn't be tolerated. Tzav 9 is a right-wing group that seeks to free the hostages held by Hamas by blocking aid into Gaza. An elderly woman has been killed in a collision involving a vehicle in the motorcade of Mexico's president-elect, Claudia Sheinbaum. A number of others were injured in the incident in the northern city of Monclova. World News from the BBC. Russia has withdrawn from an international anti-air pollution convention established in 1979. State media said it was in retaliation for one of three European monitoring centres being transferred from Moscow to the Slovene capital Ljubljana, apparently a Ukrainian initiative. The boss of Iceland's only remaining whaling company has criticised the government for granting his firm a hunting licence late in the season. Kristján Loftsson said permission given this week to cull 128 fin whales probably left him too little time to ready his fleet to hunt over the summer. Last year, the government suspended hunting for 2 months after an inquiry found the hunters' explosive harpoons caused whales prolonged agony. The World Anti-Doping Agency has defended its policy on investigating athletes found to have traces of the banned substance clenbuterol. It was responding to questions put by the New York Times regarding three elite Chinese swimmers who tested positive. WADA supported the decision of the Chinese authorities, which argued the athletes had inadvertently ingested clenbuterol through contaminated meat. The host Germany have beaten Scotland 5-1 in the opening match of Euro 2024. Scotland's consolation came in the 86th minute of the game through an own goal by the German defender Antonio Rudiger. After the match, Scotland's manager Steve Clarke was asked about the mood in the team.
Disappointed. Feel as though we've let ourselves down. We're better than that. We're a better team than that we showed tonight, and hopefully we can show that in the next two games. So we have to go away. This is always going to be a tough night for us to get something. We need 4 points from the next two games, and that's what we focus on.
Over the next month, 24 nations will battle for the title. BBC News.